Good morning, my brothers, and God bless each of you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. How good and pleasant it is for us to come together again on this Friday now to share this very special time of inspiration and encouragement. And I welcome each of you to this corporate and collective prayer cycle. We get a chance each day to dialogue and fellowship and also pray and intercede on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the great men of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and to hear the joyful noise of the brothers as they chime in each day is certainly encouraging. Our numbers have been impressive this week. We have climbed from our static 160s to this week being in the 170s and even in the 180s. And thank you so much for reaching out to get yet other brothers to join us for this wonderful time of prayer. Thank you so much. Again, we are sad to announce to those of you that have not heard that our 7th and, in fact, our 9th district chaplains, Brother Reverend Dr. Farrell Duncan, went home to the Lord and to bring you up to speed. Plans are being made now to celebrate his life. Our Omega Memorial Service will be next Friday, June the 11th, in Montgomery, Alabama. The funeral services will be held the next day, June 12th, in Montgomery, Alabama. More pertinent details may be shared at a later time, but we thought that each of you would like to know about the services planned for our dear brother. Another tall tree has fallen. My brothers, we also delight now to share one of our district chaplains, Brother Richard Keller, has some challenges with his health, and I'm glad to hear him on the phone this morning. He's our 10th district chaplain, Brother Reverend Richard Keller joins us today. And so many others of our leadership join us on the phone today. Members of our Supreme Council, current and past, join us on this call on this fateful Friday. We're delighted to have our visionary, immediate past grand chaplain on the phone, Brother Reverend Staccato Powell joins us on the phone today, and we're delighted to have him always. Thank him for his vision, and we thank Brother Ray Johnson for facilitating and helping to get this prayer effort started. Thank you so much, both of them. And then our 40th Grand Basilisk is on the phone, Brother Tony Knox. Brother Dr. Tony Knox joins us on the call today. We're delighted to have him with us. And then we have our former Grand Basilisk, GB35, Brother Dr. Dorsey Miller joins us today. I've asked him earlier this week to join us today and give us a few words before we go into our time of meditation and prayer. So let's all now rise in spirit to both of our grand basilisks, but especially GB35 as he speaks to us. God bless you, Dr. Miller. You have the phone, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Richardson. And I want to say a special hello to my fellow Grand Basilisk, Brother Knox, members of the Supreme Council, and I believe my older son, Dr. Eric Todd Miller, Sr., is on the call. I want to say hello to Eric. And thank you, Brother Richardson, for this opportunity. And brothers, let me say I'm going to give a brief testimony. This call has been a blessing to me. I've been on for the last 2 weeks, every day. And God willing, I'll be with us every day for the near future and hopefully beyond. Sometimes, brothers, we experience challenges in our lives. that cause us to sometimes doubt God, sometimes to become discouraged and to despair. And I went through a brief period not too long ago where I was in that state. Many of you know that I've had some problems with my eyes, with the diabetes and kidneys and what have you. And I was sitting in my office the other day and waiting on some new eyeglasses. I have more eyeglasses in a drawer here in my house than Fred Sanford has in his drawer on Sanford and Sons. And I was awaiting these glasses because I had high hopes that my vision would improve. But once again, I was disappointed. And I'm at an age now, I'm in the twilight of my years, and I don't have a problem saying to you that I shed a few tears, Brother Powell, because I was feeling sorry for myself. But in a way, it was a blessing for me because there was a voice that came to me and said to me, Dorsey, do you remember the story of the woman who touched the hem of his garment? Do you remember the man, the blind man, who could not see? And the story of the lame man who could not walk? He said, don't you know what Jesus did for them? And what he did for them, he can do for you. He said, cheer up, my brother. He said, everything's going to be all right because God can do anything but fail. He says, further evidence. If God could grab the east wind by its tail, fan it across the Red Sea and the waters parted and the children of Israel walked across on dry land, God can. If God could go into the lion's den and lock the jaws of the lions and allow Daniel to walk around unmolested, God can. If God could take the heat from the flames and turn the fiery furnace into an air-conditioned room for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God can. But most importantly, my brothers, if God could allow his son Jesus to die on Friday, stay dead all day Saturday and Saturday night, but early on Sunday morning, rise up from the grave, shake off his burial clothes, and step on out and conquer death. God can. And so let me leave these words with you. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, just like they go with me, and you're feeling sad, and sometimes you doubt, I admonish you not to become discouraged. Don't you despair when the storms are raging in your life, because God can. God bless you, my brothers.
God bless you, Dr. Miller. Thank you so
Amen.
Much
Amen.
For your testimony and your inspiration. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Dorsey Miller. Brothers, our 35th grandfather. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My brothers, I present to you now the voice that will follow our Grand Vassalus, our 7th District Chaplain, who joins us today to lead us in our time of prayer, preceded by a time of reflection and meditation. 7th District Chaplain gives spiritual leadership to the 7th District, the states of Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. He comes now, and we turn him loose so that he might do what God has called him to do. Brother, Reverend Pastor Roy Johnson. God bless you, my brother. You have the phone, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Brother Grand Chaplain. I'm You caught me off guard. I'm here feasting on the testimony of Brother Grand Marshalist Dorsey Miller. I'm trying to decide whether to just go ahead and close out with prayer or to open the doors to the church. What a testimony of trust, which is in alignment with this morning's lesson. Man says, show me and I'll trust you. Where God says, trust me and I'll show you. Brother Miller witnesses to us, God can. By reading the Bible, however, we learn more about God. The more we learn of him, the more we learn to trust him. And our lesson today teaches us that God will take us through places we don't understand, bring us to the place that he wants us to be if we only trust him. Let me give an overview here. God's involvement in the lives of his people is the dominant theme of the Psalms in today's reading. God reveals himself in the world and in the Word. He gives enablement and victory to those who do battle for him. And he sends his Messiah to suffer on the cross, to shepherd his people, and establish his rule over the earth. Oh, indeed, he is worthy to be trusted. Three major themes leap out at the reader of these Psalms. They are the theme of revelation, where works and words are found in Psalm 19. And then comes the theme of reliance, where prayer before victory and praise after victory are found in Psalm 20 and 21. And then the theme of the Redeemer, where we find a portrait of the Messiah in Psalms 22 through 24. Look at your own daily walk. What do retirement funds, college degrees, and nuclear submarines have in common? They are all designed to give a sense of security. Security for your future, security for your vocation, security for your protection. But do they? Security in an increasingly insecure world is one of today's most sought after and elusive commodities. Heart attacks don't check with your bank account before it comes upon you. And cancer doesn't raise question of whether you have a gun and is the gun loaded. COVID-19 has taught us the vulnerability we all have to a venomous virus that with the eye we can't see. Yet when we call on God, God will hear and God will answer our prayer. My brothers, keep trusting in the Lord. He's always in control, even when your circumstances may seem out of control. Just keep calm and trust God. Trust God in the dark until the light returns. To trust God in the light is nothing, but trust him in the dark. For nearly 3,000 years ago, the ultimate military weapons were the chariot and the horse. Armies that could field them were considered both virtually invincible. But Israel was to be different. God's law forbade them to multiply their horses in the 17th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Instead, they were instructed to trust in God, who had promised to fight for his people. That is why David's affirmation of trust in a delivering God presents itself in the 7th verse of the 20th chapter. Some in chariots and some on horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God seems so appropriate. It's the answer to the national security problem both then and now. That is why no matter how dark the midnight, nor no matter how daunting the hour, things may be hard, but if you quit trying, they will never get better. Stop worrying and start trusting God. Do this on a piece of scratch paper. List in pencil five things the world says will make you secure. Then across your list, write in ink the word of Psalm 27, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. My brothers, look back and thank God, but look forward and trust God. You must know this, you can't rush God. You must stick to his pace, follow his way, and trust in his timing. Hear the nobility of these words. They are well kept whom God keeps. Our author here leaves us with insight. He says that Israel's security was often threatened by chariot-equipped armies. What was the outcome of the skirmishes described in Exodus 14 when the people of God had come up against a Red Sea before them with an Egyptian army on horse-drawn chariots behind them? They were beckoned to trust in God. How about in Judges 4 when Deborah and Barak got on their knees and claimed victory over Sisera? And then in 2 Kings and 6, when Elijah prayed and claimed victory over the Arameans. Never be afraid to trust your unknown future to a known God. My brothers, when God pushes you to the edge of difficulty, trust him fully, because two things can happen. Either he'll catch you when you fall, or he'll teach you how to fly. The songwriter had this kind of faith and trusted God this much when she wrote, "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you, beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you." My brothers, bow with me as we together express our trust in the Lord by calling on his healing power and his abundant mercy this morning in prayer. Lord, we bow before you in full recognition that every day is a priceless gift from you, loaded with possibilities to learn something new and to gain fresh insight in to how you would have us walk today. We've walked through darkness, but you brought us out of it into your marvelous light. We've had our lives caught up in despair, but you dispatched an angel to see about us, and that angel sprinkled hope all around us. We've had to call on you because our bodies were riddled with illnesses and afflictions and disease. Yet it was you who saw us through. It was you, Lord, who lifted us up and carried us over. It was you who opened doors for us that no man has been able to close, and you closed doors that no man can ever again open. It was you who made for us a way out of no way. It was you, my God, who woke me up this morning and clothed me in my right mind. So what better activity can there be for me and my brothers to engage in this morning than to come before you to present the daily petition on behalf of this fellowship of believers. Lord, it is with a clean slate that we begin this new day. And so it is incumbent upon us to start our day by talking right and walking right. That is why we choose to talk to you in prayer, making our appeal unto you to order our steps, with your word being a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. We pray this morning for the family that is Omega, and for the families that comprise Omega around the world. Hear our prayer and give ear to our petition and understand our plea. We dare not go out into the world today all by ourselves. And so as we dress ourselves this morning, it is our fervent desire that you will adorn our bodies with your whole armor, gird our loins with truth, place on our chest the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of peace, and place in our hand the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Place on our heads the helmet of salvation, and let us lift the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We're lifting the name of Jesus today. That name that is above every name, that name before which every knee shall bow and every tongue will one day confess. That name that is the fairest of 10,000. That name that is the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace. We know that name this morning, because that name has been our friend, and what a friend we have in Jesus. We bring everything before you this morning, Lord, because Jesus is our everything, our rock, our sword, and our shield, our creator, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Give ear to us this morning, Lord, because the redeemed of the Lord have something to say. For we're gathered this morning to present our petition unto you. Hear the voice of Brother Charles Moses, who sends his prayerful concern about us. Hear the prayer, Lord, of that praying warrior, Azriel McLean, who announces the transition to Omega Chapter, Brother Rosenwald Alzheimer. Hear the prayer of Brother Melvin Ross, for he is concerned about Brother Kenny Butts, who underwent surgery on his neck and spinal cord. But his faith is in you. As he prays for Brother Butch, he's also praying for Brother Philip Barnes, who's undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. Hear the prayer of that young warrior who seeks direction, Cyril Gara. He's praying this morning for young Tyler and Ethan and Cedric and Thomas Jr. and Staccato and his own son, Jordan. Even as prayer for himself in this his season of transition, that he might move according to your divine will and guidance. Lord, hear the prayer of Brother Cooper, John Cooper, who brings to us the regretful and sad news that Brother Melvin Mack, who labored 50 years for the cause of Omega from the spring of 1971 until the spring of 2021. But he has transitioned from labor to reward. Be with his family. Be with his line brothers, Ricardo Gillespie and Marvin Jones Jacobs. Be with them as they mourn his passing. And be with the family of that stalwart warrior brother, the Reverend Dr. Farrell Duncan. Lord, you know him. So greet him on the other side as he moves through the chilly water of the Jordan. Give him the opportunity to climb up upon your lap, lay his head against your breast, whisper into his ear that which we all yearn to hear. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Be with Omega Nation today, Lord, we pray. For this is our prayer, that we lift up unto you on the wings of the morning, saying together, amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless all you.